Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hope you had a good Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi said we're up to Simon Reish Chof Hei. We're going to finish off this interesting topic about the bracha of Baruch Shep Torani Me'onshei Shel Zeh. We're going to speak a little bit about Bar Mitzvah, and then we're going to move on with a new topic within the bracha of Shechiyonu, which is the topic of Shechiyonu on a fruit that you haven't eaten for a while. That's a very interesting topic, which is very relevant, of course, on... That's right, absolutely. So we'll talk more about that. And there's many, many shilets in terms of nowadays needs to be discussed. But let us first finish off the topic of Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Shep Torani Me'onshei. So we learned that there is this interesting bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shep Torani Me'onshei Shel Zeh. And the Ramah says, better to say without the name of Hashem. Mishtabuins have gotten involved, we start a learning, and tells us that it should be done in a public forum, such as by leaning or after tefillah berabim. Now, the Mishtabuins' next two lines are very important as well. I'm starting in Sivkotten Vav, the line starting with Mitzval Odom. It's by the Shayatzin Sivkotten Ches. So, mitzvah l'adam lase suda b'yom shenase b'noi bar mitzvah. It is a mitzvah on a person to make a suda, a feast, on the day that he becomes bar mitzvah. Kiyoim, like, shenichnas lechup, like on the day of a chasana. Like on the day of a chasana. I mean, middle of Sivkot and Vav. So here we find Mishnah Berurah says, it's not Irma, it's not Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us, on the day of bar mitzvah, you've got to make a suda, suda's mitzvah. On the day that he enters the 14th year. And the reason of the suda is what? Let's hear the bar mitzvah boys over here. Why? Why do you make a suda on bar mitzvah? Why? Pardon? Says Mishnah Berurah, very interesting reason. Mishum ta'achshav nasa ishi soil. Because it's now he becomes an ish Yisrael, now he becomes a proper ish, a proper man, a proper Yiddish man. She needs tava b'mitzvah zatera, and now the tzivui comes. So although, of course, he fulfilled mitzvahs many, many, many years beforehand, but now there's the mitzvah aspect of it. That is the mitzvah aspect of it, which is really interesting because, what's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush here? I can see a chiddush here. There's a discussion who has got the mitzvah of chinuch. Who is the mitzvah on chinuch on? Pashtos, who is the mitzvah on chinuch on?
Father.
There's two tzadim on that. So if the mitzvah is on the father, this Mishnah Berurah is very understood. Because until then, until bar mitzvah, the boy doesn't really, really have an obligation, sorry to break the news. It's only when he becomes a mitzvah that he has got an obligation. If chinuch is already to some extent an obligation on the child, then it's Mishnah Berurah is hard to understand. But yes, certainly, Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that shenitztava mitzvah zatoira, now there's a tzivui mitzvah zatoira. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, mashma a little bit different, but that's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning. V'imana doireish, and if the youth, if the bar mitzvah bocha, doireish, he dashens, have a suddas mitzvah, becomes a suddas mitzvah, hafilo eno be'oisayoyim, even if it's not on that day. So we're learning over here. If it's his birthday, then it's a suddas mitzvah without a drosha. Had you known, huh? It becomes a mitzvah without it. But if you're having the drosha on a different day, say you're pushing it off to Shabbos or a different day or whatever, then the bar mitzvah drosha makes it a mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about that? I think it's interesting that the bar mitzvah drosha. What do you think about it? You was on Boi B'Yoyim? The night of that day. Right. Okay. It becomes a suda's mitzvah through the drosha, which is interesting. Rabbi said, what happens if on a random Tuesday you decide to make a suda and you get somebody to darshan? Would it become a suda's mitzvah? Of course not. It won't. So why is this different? It's not his birthday. Bar mitzvah bocha darshans. It becomes a suda's mitzvah. Why? What do you tell me? Interesting, no? He says, I haven't got a good shot in this. But why does it become a suda's mitzvah by the drosh of a mitzvah boy? If it's not his birthday. No, your suda is going to be on Boi B'Yoyim. So it's going to become a suda's mitzvah, proper, Bayud Rosha. Sium. Okay, Sium, that's an additional reason as well. Yeah. Okay, fine. Now, I want to just quickly ask, without being too controversial, and without going to the discriminate, why is it that we don't do a Sudas? What about Bas Mitzvah? What about Bas Mitzvah? Bas Mitzvah, historically, let's just get our facts straight. There was always, I think, that it's true to say that Bas Mitzvah was done historically, Dominic, in Klal Yisrael, I believe, has reported and has heard, that there was always something done for the 12th birthday of a girl, but it was generally done within family, in a more smaller frame, and a more smaller, yes, maybe you're going to have some chavatas, maybe a very, very close relatives, such as grandparents and mamash, siblings of the parents, the uncles, but not beyond that, generally. Interesting that the Siddiyesh was asked about this, Shuvan Reb Moshe, who speaks about it, and he said, discussing after it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah becomes a Sudas Mitzvah, and he doesn't like the affair at all. But the Siddiyesh speaks about it, and after just the post-war years, and he says that because the matzav in Europe was so critical at that point, it says whatever you can make a kiruv in Klal Yisrael, and he's commenting Shuvah about it, that potentially to make it, it's a very important, and the kiruv levavos is really important, and therefore he's got a slightly different approach in it. But either way, I want to just address why is that we don't make Boch Sheb Torani on a girl. Why do we do a Sudas Mitzvah for the girl? What would be the reason? Yeah.
And so it wouldn't make sense, therefore, for a woman to have a non-sinua with hundreds of people.
Right. And so it contradicts the actual essence of the...
So it makes sense for
very nice fellow.
To darshan, because that's what men do.
Right.
So you want to be marmot's terror.
Very nice. Very nice thought. I'll tell you what the poskim say, very similar to what you are suggesting. The poskim say that since the bar mitzvah boy, his change now, he's now moved on to the adult stage of his life. That is something which is quite nikah, something which is quite recognizable. How is it recognizable? Minyan, tefillah betzibah, various aspects, that's right, tefillin, various aspects are very recognizable and very public. It's publicly known, and it's something which goes into, a man is outgoing, a man is somebody that goes, and now he's joining the ranks of the men, which are doing something in the public domain. Not so a girl that becomes a bas mitzvah, her change now, and her development, and her moving into adulthood is not something which is a public thing, it's a private thing. Her mitzvahs that she is obligated are now on a private domain and not on a public domain. Hence, it doesn't make sense to do a public affair out of this, because it's a personal thing happening and not a public thing happening. I think that's a very, very good pshat, and therefore it defaults that it goes against the principle to go and make a public affair out of this. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Nowadays, it's not. I mean, it is sometimes, but generally, it's not always going to have the suda on.
Absolutely, and we have the Mishnah Berurah that even if it is not on his birthday, it's still a suda's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah boy speaks. It is. It's perfectly in order.
I see. Okay.
As long as the boy speaks, the mitzvah boy speaks, it's a suda's mitzvah. That's perfectly in order.
Right.
Mishnah Berurah passes.
Right,
yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here speaks. Speaks out about Boch Sheb Torani Mishon Shizzeh. Says Mishnah Berurah, explains in Zivkot Zayinus for Perash. Dad Achshav, until now, Ne'enasha Av, the father was punished. Shechoto Abein, when the son did an Avla. Why does he get punished? If the son did an Avla before Bar Mitzvah, but when the son did a sin, when the son did an Chet, the father gets punished. Bishvil Shalachin Chele Mitzvah Zatoyeh, because he didn't do his job properly, being Mechanech his kids. So the father gets punished for it. son gets away without any problems. And now that he becomes a man, beautiful words. He's obligated to strengthen himself to the mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. Does that mean? So that's what he means. That now the father is now the son is obligated himself to strengthen himself to the mitzvahs of Torah. Does that mean the father is potter now? Rabbi Feingold, so what's the status now? Post bar mitzvah. What is that? Pardon? Father is, that's it. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Veda, the Avtverinzi Mishneh Berurah, what it means, bar mitzvah boys, that's it? Are you now, can you go in retirement? Says the Mishneh Berurah, Veda, the Avagav Sheshuven Alavchin in Chinuch, Chinuch stops by bar mitzvah. Chinuch, yes, the mitzvah's Chinuch stops by bar mitzvah, but, Mikol Mokan nevertheless, it's a bit of a discussion about that, by the way. It's a bit of a discussion about that. Mishneh Berurah says that chinuch stops over mitzvah. Mikol nokem nevertheless, yesh al av, ha'av, mitzvah zoi chochak, shiro yesh ha'inu misnai keshura. Father still has an obligation of being moichiach, of protesting, if his son did something wrong. And if the father doesn't stop his son doing something wrong, he doesn't stop him, then ne'nashalov, he gets punished. We still have an obligation to seeing to the son going the right way. It's no different than Yisrael. It's no different than anybody else in Ketal Yisrael. Chazal say, Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyesh lo limchois, whoever can be moicha can stop ba'anshei beisoy, whoever can stop his family doing something wrong. They're in a moicha and it doesn't stop them. You see your rebbetzin, you see your kids, you see somebody in your household doing something wrong, and you're not stopping them. Nitfas ba'avon and shebeisoy, the father of the household himself gets punished for it. His responsibility. That's what responsibility is all about. That's what responsibility is all about. As the balabais, you've got to take responsibility of everything that goes on in the house. Yeah, you have to take responsibility. For kol mi sheish lerim chos ba'an she'iroy, whoever can do some change in the city. And he's not stopping something happening in the city. He himself then has got he get nitfas boys of, and he also gets caught in the aveira of the city. So you've got to take responsibility of what goes on in the house. So therefore, if a father has a son that is post bar mitzvah and he's doing something wrong, he has to be moicha because he has got responsibility of the household. It's interesting, just as a little footnote, the stipler Zichron Livroch was one of the Gdoli Yisrael, and his son. His most famous, his son is Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, one of the current G'doyle Yisrael. Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky was always outstanding, even as a bochur, was very, very exceptional. And somebody once asked the stipler, how did you bring up a kid like that? How did the stipler, the G'doyle, how do you know they don't grow from nothing? How did you have a son like Rebbe Chaim, who knows literally, he knows Kol HaTorah Kulo on his fingertips. Very, very literally. And then he said, when did you feel... he's going on the right way. At what point did you feel that? Fine, we're fine now. He's going the right way. I can relax now. He's becoming Talmid Chacham. He's safe. He's on the safe ground. The stipler was in his 80s then, and Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky was deep. He was already well known. So I'm still not relaxed. I'm still davening every day. Should grow into a Talmid Chacham. You know, you can't. At no point can you just feel like, well, it's fine now. This obligation of is. He stays on and Chazanish recommended that people should daven for the Chazanish made a tefillah, beautiful tefillah. People should daven on the development of their sons and put that in the Shemoneh Esrei and say it three times a day. Every day a person should daven for the growth of their children, of the kinderlich. Right, okay, we're ready. Just to finish off, there is a discussion about Boruch Shem Toranis, whether it's to be said with a Boruch or without. What's the meaning of both sides? Is it said you say with or without Boruch, Boruch Shem Torani? Without. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, I don't think it's universal. There are people who still make a Boruch, but this is what the Gemara paskens, that we don't make a Boruch on Boruch Shem Torani. Okay. No, it's not. The Mishnah Berurah explains. I've forgotten. Ches. The reason is Mishum Shalahuskira Bracha Zubi Gemara. It's a slightly more modern bracha, and since there is no Makor in the Gemara for it, therefore there is no. It's not to recite with that name of Hashem. It's in later edition. Yeah. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch now continues about the Pri Chodosh. of new fruit. And I want to say this is one of those topics which we're going to see that it's potentially something that could have changed in this very generation. This very, very, very generation. We'll have to see how you feel about this. Somebody who sees a new fruit, Mischadesh Mishana Mishana, which is a seasonal fruit that grows from year to year. Can you give me an example, please? Strawberries? Pardon? Yeah, what else? Any fruit that grows from year to year? Watermelon? Yeah. Yes? Yeah, Mishana Mishana. Mevorech Shechiyonu Mek Shechiyonu on it. Ve'afilu ani ben royeyu biyat chaverim, if you see it in the hands of your friend, oh yeah, le'ilon on it. Or on the tree. So when you make the bracha, Shulchan Aruch says, Haroye! What does that mean? When you see it. The sight of a brand new, fresh fruit, yeah? You make a bracha, even if it's in the hand of your friend, Haroye, somebody says, oh, look at this beautiful, new, fresh thing. You make a bracha on it. Or if it's still on the tree, you can still make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch continues, top of the page. Page 282. The minhag is not to make a bracha at shas achila until you eat it. However, the Ramah says, "Mishabech b'shas re'iyah." If you did make a bracha when you saw it, lo yhifz, you didn't lose. So Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha when you see it. The Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is to say the bracha when you eat it. Ramah says if you said it when you saw it, it doesn't matter with the avet. Do not make the bracha at shenig matashlum gidl apri. You only make the bracha when it's fully grown and fully nicely developed in a way that you can now eat it and enjoy it. If you didn't make a bracha when you first saw it, you could still make a bracha a second time round. Now, Rabbi Isai, there is over here a fascinating Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph. Yud and Yud Aleph. So why do you make a bracha? First of all, we need to see what Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Mtes. Over there it says, V'ein al rishus, the bracha of Sheikhon is optional. You don't have to make the bracha, but it's an optional bracha. If you didn't make the bracha, you don't get punished. Nevertheless, it's right to be careful, not to cancel the bracha, try not to avoid it. If you can't make the bracha, you should. Sifkot Nyud, B'yad Chaveroi, the ikron is k'nal simchas aleiv. Why can you make the bracha when you see? Very good, absolutely indeed. Kabi is right. The ikron is k'nal simchas aleiv. You make the bracha when you're happy about it. Oh wow, what a beautiful strawberry! Look at that geshmak of strawberry, and you make a bracha. Simchas aleiv, the happiness in your heart. Shesameach, you're happy. Al smichas pri chodosh, you're happy about the growth of a new fruit. I think that we all appreciate that. It's interesting that, however much the science is developing. And everything is being developing on such an amazing speed. But there's one thing that there's certain things that can't be taken away from the nature. There's the beauty of the nature, which is not replaceable. And everybody enjoys. I've never met anybody in my life that doesn't enjoy nature. It's something which is irreplaceable. And anybody, if you go into countryside, of course, there's different types and different, you know, some like more the beach, some like more the mountains, some like more the rivers, some like more waterfalls, whatever. But anybody, that sensation that goes through your mind and your heart and your brain by seeing genuine nature, something that is replaceable, is not replaceable. And even if you see pictures of it, even if you see a video of it, or whatever it may be, there's something about actually witnessing and seeing it. And yeah, we all agree on that. That's something irreplaceable. True? Right, whether it's a desert or a waterfall or whatever, mountains, something which is a genuine simchas aleiv, and that's something that bracha of Shechiyonu to be said. If you didn't see that seasonal fruit for a year, you cannot make a bracha on it. What a beautiful concept. Now the Mishneh Berurah says, now the following, and I want to focus on that. Sifkot Yud Aleph says, Achas achila. So the meaning is to make a bracha only when you eat it. Because there are people who don't get particularly excited on seeing a new strawberry. Oh no. Fine, yana melon, yana strawberry, don't get excited about it. So some people, they only get excited when it comes to their stomach. Some people, it's all nice to see a strawberry, but nothing like actually eating it. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't make the brachi quite yet when you see it, rather make it when you benefit. And he says that if since sometimes you don't enjoy seeing it, we're better off always making the bracha when you actually eat it. Good. Now, I want to say, without going into the details now of Rosh Hashanah, there it might be different. We put the fruit sometimes to get out of the problem of Shechionu on second day Yom Tov. We put it on the table, and potentially we make a bracha on the seeing. We sometimes do. But that's true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Is that what your minhag is as well? Right? But generally speaking, when it comes to new fruit, we make the bracha on eating it. Now I want to just focus on the shaila of what happens if you don't particularly like strawberries. To be perfectly honest, you don't particularly like strawberries. You're not into them, but it's the first time in the year, and everybody takes out the strawberry, makes shechionu. And you are now holding that strawberry, and you're going to eat it. Okay, it's not pshat that it's repulsive or anything. You'd rather have a mango, and you'd rather have. But now the shaila is: can you make the shechionu v'kiemonu v'ginonu as manazeh b'shem malchus? Yes or no? No, you can't. Can't. You've got to enjoy it. Yeah. Very good, that's true, that's what we said. So it's interesting, Mishnah Berurah here, since the whole idea is Simchas Halev, so one could argue that if you're not excited about it, you can't make the bracha. However, and there is a minority poskim who say so. There is a minority poskim who say that when you make Shechionu on Rosh Hashanah, what do you make it on? What kind of fruit, like? Pomegranate? Yeah, you could, remember that if you had pomegranate the first night, then you can't make Shechion on second night. Yeah, but some people do that. So if you don't like it, you can't snap pomegranate. So pick some. Yeah. So, one second, you don't have to make on pomegranate. Forget, pomegranate might be a bit, because if you had it on the first night, you can't make Shechion on the second night. True or not true, right? Makes sense. You can't make Shechion. So, lemaisa, so minority poskim hold that if you don't enjoy it, you can't make a broch. However, Roif poiskim hold that shechiyonu on a fruit is something which is established on the actual enjoyment. It's even if you don't like it so much. But at the end of the day, there's a simcha of the new produce, of new growth, of the bansham bringing about a new season and new produce. And therefore, even if you particularly are not so extremely excited about that mango, you'll manage. You'll be all right with it. Kiwi is not your best thing, but you're fine. You don't want to be rude. So you can still make a bracha of Shechiyon according to Roif Poskim. There are, again, some Poskim say don't, and their argument is that it's anyway only Rishos. But just so Mishnah Berurah, it's a Rishos. It's optional bracha. So they say you don't make a bracha if it's optional, unless you're sure. And if you don't like it, but Lemaisa, again, as I said, Roif Poskim hold. Even if you're not particularly hot on them, you can still make a bracha shechiyonu. Now, Rabbi Issa, I want to mention one shaila, but we're going to maybe discuss it in greater detail tomorrow. Nowadays, there's something which has changed, and with that, maybe the halacha has changed. The shaila is that nowadays, there are fruit... that is, for you, may appear to be seasonal, and in principle they are seasonal, but because of artificial ways of growing, nowadays you sometimes have fruit that can, historically, would be growing only on a seasonal basis, but nowadays they can be imported because of the speed of import, and logistics are so much more developed than they used to be, you can actually get them the whole year round. Shaila is now, can you still make a broch on that? Yes or no? Yeah.
So with the imported fruit, they're normally not ripe one day up here, because that's how they do it. They ripen in transit. So possibly would be possible anyway to make a broch on it.
Because they're not completely ripe.
Right.
Okay, we'll discuss that tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, and get to a maskona. Tonight we discussed the halacha of Shechiyonu in terms of fruit. We finished off the halachas of Baruch Shem Torani. We said that there's a mitzvah of having a suda on the day of Bar Mitzvah. We said that, we explained the reason for it. We said that even if it's not his birthday, if he dashens, it's a suda's mitzvah. We spoke about Baruch Shem Torani, the reason behind it. We then moved on to the bracha of Shechiyonu on a Pri Chodosh. We said that seasonal fruit can make a bracha, even if you don't eat it, but if you see it, according to Shulchan Aruch's first opinion, minigis, you only make a bracha when you actually eat it. We said the reason for that is because Someach Leboy, Someach Simchas Aleiv, of seeing the new growth, but the minigis, as we just mentioned, to make the bracha when you actually eat it. And more on this topic tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.